Thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting to order. Today is January 10th and the time is 10:45. Good morning, committee.
Good morning.
The next item on our agenda is roll call.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Rebard.
Here. Thank you, Caitlin. The next item on our agenda is prayer, and I would like Congresswoman Lemon, would you render a prayer?
Be happy to. Thank you very much. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for allowing us to gather here and serve our Osage people. We ask that you be with us today as we make decisions for our great nation. We ask that you be with our families that are in mourning. We ask you to be with our veterans and our people who are in the line of duty. We ask that you wrap your loving arms around our elders, and we ask that anyone who may be hungry and not have shelter today find some comfort with a warm meal and a roof over their head. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. You can find those in your invite.
Okay, I'm having trouble then. Okay, hang
on. And those minutes are dated January 9th, 2023. Congresswoman Lemon, did you find those?
I was looking for them earlier, and I haven't. I'm getting there now, but it might be because of this particular device doesn't get along with me very well sometimes. Okay, I'm not seeing them. I see the notice, but I don't see it attached to the calendar invite.
I think it's your device.
It probably is.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the minutes from January 9th as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, the minutes have been approved. Thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is ONCR 23-05, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from arbitration with Pendleton Woolen Mills Incorporated to create, manufacture, and produce the Osage Nation Sesquicentennial Commemorative Pendleton Blanket Project according to the custom manufacturing agreement executed between the parties. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. I will hand it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chair Rivard. First, I just want to practice and say sesquicentennial. Okay, so I'm good. Addie reached out to me. I'll go ahead and have Director Hudgens kind of explain a little more about this. But as far as the actual bill, it's just basic boilerplate legal language for the limited waiver of sovereign immunity. So go ahead, Director Hudgens, if you would. Thank you.
Sorry, Jason. So I'm sure you all are aware for the sesquicentennial, we did a blanket contest to create a Pendleton blanket commemorating the event. In the process of that, we chose our winner. We've been working with Pendleton and we started getting into the contract details and we cannot come to an agreement on, hold on, let me find it, make sure I'm reading it correctly. Pendleton cannot agree to be subject to any rules under the Osage Nation courts or the laws of the Osage Nation. Pendleton hopes you will accept this limited waiver. So that's what I'm asking for, just to get our blanket done. So if you haven't seen it, I brought the CAD from Pendleton, if you guys would like to pass that around. I've also got the color samples. I've met with our artist, and we have already picked, they provided a couple alternates, so we also went through and picked those colors, and this is the only thing that's holding us up.
Thank you, Addie. That's really beautiful. It's a beautiful blanket. Okay, committee. Good morning, Van. Does the committee have any questions for the director at this time or for the sponsor? Unfortunately, this is something that I think we've, this is like a normal practice, I believe. I think Congress has had to vote on this type of request for many different companies. And Congressman Maker?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not on the committee, but I do have a question, if I may ask.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful, the whole thing, idea, the patterns of colors, but is there going to be any kind of writing on there that says the
There is not any writing on the blanket. If you look in that bag, there's also a seal, hold on, that it's part of the sesquicentennial seal. If you remember the coins and all the invitations and everything that we did, it had that one seal that was approved, and that will be on the blanket as well. There it is.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. My question.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. So, Addie, I have a question. Is this, so this will be available to purchase?
Yes, ma'am. Once we get through this contract phase, then they will give us a production date of when the blankets will get in line on their mail, and we will get 250 in the first round. That was a question I had for Mr. Keene yesterday, and he did find some answers for me. I was worried that, you know, once we get our first 250 and we sell those and say we want to get 250 more, am I going to be able to come back and do that again, or am I going to have to come for another waiver? And he answered all those questions for me.
And the answer is no. If you read the actual bill, the terms, the legal terms, there's no definitive end date, so we don't have to come back once this waiver is complete. It'll, even future Congresses won't have to get a new one. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Keene.
Chair.
Congresswoman Stabler?
I just, you mentioned the coin. Tell me where the, how the, what about the coin? Is there something with the coin with the blanket, or is it?
The coin doesn't have anything to do with the blanket.
Okay.
They just all have the same, that same design that's on this patch.
Uh-huh.
That was what was on the coin, and this
okay.
patch, you know, when you get a Pendleton blanket, they have those, the little label down there
yeah.
on the bottom. There's also the limited editions will also have like a special patch you can
uh-huh.
get on there.
And that's where the seal's going to go.
And that's where this little patch right here will go on every blanket.
Okay. Okay.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So that blue is like the normal Pendleton. You'll see like the little Pendleton thing on there. That's the one we've created that will go on our blanket.
Okay, very good, thanks.
Addie, will the proceeds of the blankets go to the visitor center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, wonderful. I remember we went that we did the same, I think, with the foundation when they came out with that particular Pendleton, and they only ordered so many, and so everybody was really trying to buy them really quickly. And so, but they were beautiful. It's another beautiful blanket. Any other questions from the committee or Congress members? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Addie.
Good morning.
Or Director Hudgens, pardon me. So you said 250, and then if you sell enough, which I know that you will, is there any plan for it to ever be limited?
Limited as in?
The amount of, the number that you finally just say, we're only going to, you know, have, you know how sometimes, because yeah. it makes them more of a...
More of a commemorative item.
Or a sought-after item, or, I mean, because whenever the, the movie, The Killers of the Flower Moon, had Pendleton come up with the Ralston, the Gray Horse, and the Fairfax blankets, mm-hmm. they were, you know, there's a certain one that is more sought after than the others, based on color. It's the I think it's the Fairfax one, if I'm not mistaken. But I was just wondering, because there's only a limited amount of those that came out, and it's a different quality, too, of wool compared to what we call the serape like we get. Is that, and that was my next question. Is it going to be the thicker threads, or do you know?
We are still in discussion on that, and that once we get this, then we can move forward and start making those decisions. I personally would... I see the point in making it limited, but I also want every Osage to have access to one if they want one. And I personally, I mean, it's a beautiful blanket. And I, you know, I've told, this is crazy, but I've told my kid, you know, that's the ones I want you giving away to the cooks when I die. So, it's just beautiful. I love it. So, you know, I can see all of us wanting more than one. So it's a catch, and I would have to, you know, think it through and do what's best for the nation and our constituents. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, any action on the resolution?
Motion to report ONCR 2305 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director Hudgens. Congresswoman Lemon has it. You better grow. Well, trying to keep you on your toes. All right, the next item on our agenda is ONCR 2306, a resolution to request the placement of fee lands into trust by the Secretary of Interior. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't see anybody on here from executive.
Natasha is here. And
oh, okay.
Yes, Natasha is the acting director right now for the Real Estate Services Department.
Okay. Well, you heard Chief's comments this morning, this is about the ranch and placing it in trust. So I'll turn it over to the experts and let them have a word.
Natasha, you feel comfortable, or you want us to ask you questions?
If you want to ask me questions, that's fine.
You have to use your mic. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's the shyest of the shy.
I know.
If you want to ask me questions, I can try to answer them.
Well, yeah, Congresswoman Stabler, would you like to start?
I really don't know that I have a question on the trust. I think the chief kind of explained it. We weren't certain why the trust was dropped. And so if we understood him right, it was dropped due to titles needed to be cleared?
Yes.
Okay, and that has now happened?
Yes.
And so we're taking it back up again?
Yes, ma'am.
So how far are we from the end of this getting the trust?
So we have the application ready. We do have to do the phase two sampling plan. That should be completed in 5 to 6 months per the contract. And then from there, we just have to wait on the BIA to review and do their process.
Can you explain what the sampling portion is?
So that is based off the EA, the environmental assessment,
okay,
to sample soils and make sure there's no contamination that needs to be remedied.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker Goodfox.
So are we able to, or is the government able to look and see that we are only starting this process over due to title cleanup and that they understand that it's the same?
Yes.
The same land, or do we go back to square one, or are we going to be in a situation where they recognize it's a title cleanup and we've gotten so far and we're going to continue on from where we're at with the title cleanup?
Yes, they are aware. We actually removed acreage, and that's one of the title cleanups, is because you can't put undivided interest into trust. And so they are aware. That was their recommendation, is that we remove that from the application. So they are aware that we are submitting an updated application. Thank you.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask kind of a more pointed question about the environmental cleanup. So we've all heard things about how when we acquired the ranch, there was a lot of work that needed to be done. Could you get into more specifics about, as far as timeline-wise, about what still needs to be done, how long that's going to take, or do you even know?
I do not know. I think that's part of the sampling plan, because I know the BIA, when they did their environmental, it came up to $41 million. And then when AES did theirs, I think it was substantially less than $41 million. So I think that has to do with the sampling plan.
And one last thing, let's say everything moves fairly quick. When do you foresee just a future date that this land will be put into trust, if you would just have to guess?
So I'm hoping a year, but that's what the BIA wants, is they do not want any trust applications to be over a year. But this is a lot of acreage, so.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Natasha, who are we using for the sampling?
A&M Engineering.
A&M Engineering, okay. And so that cost is found in your budget?
We did I think in the last special session on December 6th is when we were asking for funding for the phase two.
Okay, I don't remember that. Do you?
All of a sudden I'm thinking, held off. But we might have held off on phase two, appropriating it. So I don't know, we'll just have to check.
Do you know, Jason, did we fund that? I don't remember that discussion either.
And decided to hold off until they were ready for the other one. I don't know what makes me think that.
Yeah, so my point is, maybe we could ask Jordan to look into that real quick. But my point is, I just want to make sure that you have adequate money in your, would it be in her budget or the PIF?
It would be
probably the. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we had enough money. Sounds like you're already under contract, so I would assume you've got the money to do that. Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Congressman Hamilton?
Do we have any pending applications currently?
No, we do not.
Okay. Do we have any possible submissions coming up?
We will have some on like the Fairfax housing. We wanted to wait until it was completely built before we submit an application. I know the Hominy one, once it's complete, we will start that one. The Civic Center, we plan to do that one as well. We have some title cleanup on that. The Quinata property for the cemetery, that is also one of them that will be coming up as well.
Any other questions, committee? Okay, thank you, Natasha. Who's with you?
This is Lori Lesarge. She's a realty specialist.
Welcome.
And she helps me.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. Is there any action on this resolution, ONCR 2306?
Motion to report ONCR 23-06 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. The next item on our agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. Thank you, Natasha. Nice to meet you, Ms. Lesarge.
Was that your service?
Yeah.
Jason White.
I don't remember that.